Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have a new report with breaking news on the threat of nuclear war. Exactly what cities would be the most likely to suffer the most if the U.S. and Russia continue on their current fast track to World War III? We have a very special report tonight as well on the changing demographics of America. Voters are exiting progressive Democrat-run states like California and Oregon and Washington, and they're doing so in droves. We'll show you where they are going and how they are voting. Joe Biden's Department of Energy is being investigated for unleashing an alleged scam that preyed on the elderly as part of its Green New Deal political agenda. We've got the details. And there's a new trend in food labeling that you may not be aware of, and it involves bioengineered food. We'll bring you up to date and show you what to look for. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We lead off tonight with the growing threat of nuclear war and how it might impact the United States. This is a topic the mainstream corporate media in the U.S. really does not want to talk about too much. But the Daily Mail, based in the United Kingdom, they decided to take a look at how various U.S. cities would fare during a nuclear exchange with the Russians and the Chinese. Here's what they wrote. Quote, "With a deadly conflict in the Middle East, Russia still waging its invasion of Ukraine, and China on the brink of invading Taiwan, the world has arguably not been this close to war in a century. But while Americans are on the other side of the globe, the U.S. would not be safe from a nuclear war," experts warn. End quote. The news outlet then notes that Russia has an arsenal of more than 5,900 warheads that are capable of reaching the United States in about 30 minutes. At the same time, China has a stockpile of more than 500 aimed at the nation's west coast. Daily Mail, they cited financial experts who believe 15 cities would be high priority targets if a foreign adversary decided to launch a nuclear campaign against America. These spots, well, they are likely targets because of population density, air distance to a strategic military, and emergency preparedness and ease of evacuation. The nation's capital ranked as the most highly valued target due to being America's defense hub. That makes sense, right? But it was followed by the largest metropolitan area, New York City. That's according to an analysis conducted by 24/7 Wall Street, which is an independent financial news source. The group conducted the report using research from Dr. Erwin Redlinier, professor at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. Redlinier previously identified 6 economic regions that are potential targets of enemy nukes. These spots were combined with 15 strategic military targets that were determined by Stephen Schwartz, who is part of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists and co-authored the book, The Costs and Consequences of U.S. Nuclear Weapons Since 1940. Schwartz's targets include military command centers, bases that contain ICBMs, which are intercontinental ballistic missiles, and their silos, as well as Air Force and submarine bases. In other words, they're going after what is known as our nuclear triad. Military planes, nuclear silos, and then, of course, subs. Among the horrific consequences of living in a Marxist or progressive stronghold like California, Washington, or Oregon, well, there's the increase in violent crime that's sweeping those states. With prosecutors in most of the major cities of these states, well, being funded by George Soros and other anti-American billionaires. Thus, it's becoming increasingly dangerous to live in places like LA or San Francisco, Portland or Seattle. The risk to life, limb, and property, well, it simply becomes oppressive after a few years with anti-law enforcement police chiefs and prosecutors calling the shots. Take a look at this latest example of what's happening in Seattle.
The Seattle Police Department is investigating two separate hit and runs that have me extremely concerned. Our detectives recently obtained videos of the callous crimes which occurred on Aurora. In each video, the driver targets and strikes random pedestrians. Tonight, I'm asking for anyone with information to please come forward. What you are about to see may be disturbing.
Another state that has fallen to the Marxist is Illinois, and its largest city, Chicago, is a sanctuary city with a Soros-funded prosecutor that offers its residents a full slate of horrific living conditions marked by rising homelessness and all kinds of freebies for illegal aliens and, of course, strict gun control that makes it impossible for the law-abiding to protect themselves in the face of out-of-control violent crime. Don't forget, this is also a state that passed legislation that allows illegal aliens to become police officers, to wear a badge and carry a gun and pull you over. Ben Berquam of Real America's Voice recently filed a report from Chicago's 20 police precinct. Watch this.
De dónde son?
Venezuela.
Venezuela? 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 Huh? Venezuela? Huh? Colombia? ¿Cuántos días aquí? ¿Uno día?
Un mes y dos meses.
Dos meses acá ya.
Dos meses.
¿Dos meses aquí?
Ya.
You're from Venezuela?
Venezuela.
From Venezuela? How long you've been here? ¿Cuántos días aquí? Or meses?
Como tres semanas.
Tres semanas?
Tres semanas.
Okay. ¿Tu familia or?
Sí, con mi esposa.
¿Esposa aquí?
Sí.
Okay. So where you're actually supposed to be able to go up and talk to a police officer is now taken over by beds. All the way down. This is the state of Chicago. So 2025, 2026, year 2027. Wow, what about these guys?
¿Cuándo tienes la corte?
2026? 2026? So these guys, this is crazy. So I'm talking to this guy. He doesn't want to go on camera, but talking to some of the other guys, their court dates, they're waiting. So they can't work because they don't have papers. They came across illegally, but are waiting for immigration attorney or immigration court until they have that trial. They can't work. So 2027 here, 2025 here, 2026, 2026, 2026. 3 years for these guys, 4 years for this guy. And the Democrats just keep inviting more, saying, come on up, it's a better life for you. But then you get here and you got nothing to do. And they're literally, this guy's been, it's 2 months?
Yeah.
He's been in this police precinct, the 20th police precinct in Chicago, for 2 months. That's insane. Man, I heard it was bad, but you got to see it to believe it. And it's only going to get worse. You did this, Mayor Johnson, all of the Democrats in Chicago, Governor Pritzker, you did this. You did this. MAGA didn't do this, but MAGA's going to fix it.
That Chicago, folks, doesn't look like a lovely place to live now, does it? I've got family in the state, and For the better part of 25 years, I've been telling them to get out. But some have not listened, and here we are, with many now realizing they should have left a long time ago. Some folks are going to have to pick up and move quickly, or they are going to find themselves in states that do not respect their individual rights given to them by God. It's time for Americans to decide what side they want to be on. The side of lawlessness, corruption, looting, stealing, and murder, or flee to states where the individuals are empowered with their Second Amendment rights to defend hearth and home. An investigation has been launched into the U.S. Department of Energy after Joe Biden's administration was found to have sent billions of dollars in taxpayers' money to a fraudulent solar company. Slate News reports that Biden's energy department, headed up by the corrupt Jennifer Granholm, recently gave a $3 billion award to a solar energy company that has been accused of scamming vulnerable customers. Republican leaders in the House and Senate are probing the Department of Energy over the move. The investigations are being led by the House Energy and Commerce Chair, Kathy McMorris Rodgers, Republican of Washington, and Senate Energy and Natural Resources Ranking Member, John Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming. In a letter to the Department of Energy Loan Programs Office Director, Jigar Shah, the Republicans expressed serious concern about rewarding the corrupt Houston-based Sunnova Energy Corporation. Rodgers and Barrasso cited reports highlighting how Sunnova has previously been caught scamming and misleading consumers. They wrote in the letter to Shah, quote, "We are alarmed about recent credible reports that Sunnova has racked up numerous consumer complaints, including those alleging troubling sales practices, such as Sunnova pressing elderly homeowners in poor health to sign long-term contracts costing tens of thousands of dollars," end quote. The letter goes on to state that, quote, "These reports cite interviews with individuals who struggle to deal with large contracts that their elderly parents signed shortly before passing away, as well as state consumer complaints alleging maintenance delays and predatory sales strategies," end quote. In late September, the Department of Energy Loan Programs Office announced that it had closed on a $3 billion partial loan guarantee to Sunnova's Project HESTA. The funding was earmarked to provide solar and battery storage to low-income individuals. The grants, well, they were awarded under Joe Biden's sweeping green agenda. The agreement, well, it marked the federal government's largest commitment ever to solar power. The announcement stated that the project will provide loans for clean energy systems for approximately 75,000 to 115,000 homeowners throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico. It now appears that this federal program amounted to free money, compliments of U.S. taxpayers, to a company running a scam on America's most elderly and most vulnerable citizens. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98, or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back from the break. Glad you are with us. And let me thank all of you for watching and Thank you for supporting what we're doing. There are many ways you can support us. One is through our foundation, and the other is by supporting the sponsors that support our broadcast. But let me speak to you about our foundation. WVW Foundation exists to produce and push out programming to educate, equip, and edify the listeners in understanding the truth and the power of the Christian worldview. To help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview and how God would have us to respond. We look to apply the biblical worldview to all areas or disciplines of life: law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, and religion. If you appreciate our foundation, which is our largest sponsor to push out programs for free as a ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation, if you appreciate that, then we appreciate your support. We also, through our foundation, sponsor our Sunday night church service. It is literally a time on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com where I literally open the Bible and we talk about the major issues of the day through the lens of the Bible. This has been going on since 2015. That's right, every Sunday night, barring holidays, every Sunday night since 2015, we literally open the Bible and we bring the Bible to bear on the major issues of our day. Because the Bible has so much to say about the area of law and science, economics, history, family, social issues, national security, borders, globalism. So if you appreciate the ministry of our foundation and our goals and objectives, we need your support right now, particularly as it comes to the end of the year. End of the year contributions are the biggest important thing for us right now because about 30% of our annual budget comes in the last 2 months of the year, approximately. So please consider us in your end of the year giving right now. Thank you. You can make a contribution online or by mail. You'll find all the information online at wvwfoundation.com. You'll find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You'll also find our phone number there if you prefer to make a contribution over the phone. However you do it, and however much, thank you. You are our biggest sponsor. Thank you. WVWFoundation.com. FrankNez.com reports that Bank of America is now closing accounts without warning. That's according to several customer reports. A Bank of America customer who happens to be a TikTok influencer has claimed that her account has been closed without so much as a phone call, letter, or even email giving notification. This is apparently part of a trend. The influencer said she received a notice about a credit warning before it completely disappeared. In a TikTok video shared last month, she revealed that she had two checking accounts with Bank of America. The bank user said she was transferring money between the two accounts ahead of paying bills. However, when she logged onto her account, she claimed a notice told her she had been overcharged and was due to receive a $29 credit. Quote, "I went through my transactions, but I couldn't see where they had overpaid me. I didn't say anything. This is just an extra $29 that I have in my account," end quote. That's what she said. Days later, she checked the account and noticed that it had been closed. The mystified customer, well, she claimed that a Bank of America staffer couldn't explain why the account had been shut down. There wasn't a note in the Bank of America system regarding the account closure. That's what the TikToker claimed. She claimed she was glad that she didn't have payroll going into the bank account. She also claimed representatives at the banking giant said she could open another account. Response that left the TikToker perplexed. She stated, quote, "I found it very strange that they closed one of my accounts, so now I've got to keep an eye on the other account. I just took the money out of it, so there's nothing in there," end quote. The Frank Nez article goes on to document several other TikTok influencers who have posted content about having their bank accounts shut down without warning. Following the Six Nation expansion effort enacted at the BRICS Nations 2023 annual summit, the bloc has announced that 20 new countries have formally applied to join the alliance in 2024, and another 20 nations have, quote, "expressed interest," end quote. This was confirmed by BRICS Ambassador Anil Sukhol, who stated, quote, "This is an affirmation that BRICS is playing an important role in championing emerging and developing economies. There are a large number of interested parties, and these will be dealt with by the respective foreign ministers, end quote. Well, the overall goal of BRICS is to bring about the de-dollarization of the world, which, if successful, will be devastating for the debt-ridden U.S. economy, the death of the U.S. dollar. This year, BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, it's an acronym, that's what it stands for, they invited Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Ethiopia, Argentina, and Iran to join them. Argentina announced its rejection of the invitation following the election of their new president, who is not interested in the globalist agenda. Nigeria and Pakistan, they are among the 20 other countries that are seeking to take their place in the coming year's expansion announcement. Other than Nigeria and Pakistan, which have been very vocal about their desire to join BRICS, the rest of the 20 countries, well, they remain a secret. But those likely to be included are Afghanistan, Algeria, Cuba, Ecuador, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Nigeria, Pakistan, as we said, Sudan, Venezuela, and Thailand. We'll keep you posted. Tech billionaire and ex-boss Elon Musk has restored Alex Jones's social media account on the platform. As early as Sunday morning, Jones's account at Real Alex Jones had been reinstated. Musk, responding to a poll that he posted asking users if Jones should return, stated, quote, "The people have spoken, and so it shall be," end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. We have been warning about the death of the petrodollar for many months, in fact, years. And while the movement in that direction has been very slow, it doesn't mean that it hasn't been happening. There have been some developments that perhaps keep the normal people of the world fast asleep and unaware of where we are heading economically. Take, for example, the U.S. stock market, which has continued on an upward trend for much of this past year. The price of gold, well, it spiked upward for a brief few hours, then it ticked back down. But don't be fooled. The U.S. dollar, folks, is still doomed. And a huge news story basically ignored by the corporate media and little noticed even by the conservative media, well, it took place at the end of November. Wall Street seemed not even to notice. Here it is. A major global oil producer, the United Arab Emirates, they abruptly stopped selling its oil, their oil, in U.S. dollars. And they joined the forces with BRICS like Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The move by the United Arab Emirates, well, it comes on the heels of Saudi Arabia announcing similar plans to ultimately ditch the U.S. dollar. Which, at that point, what then is backing the U.S. dollar? When Nixon closed the gold window in 1971, nothing was backing the dollar. He went to Saudi Arabia and OPEC and said, "We'll protect you. We'll provide you with security if you'll buy some of our debt and trade oil on the world market based on the U.S. dollar, thus giving our dollar a backing. If all those dollars that are being held overseas and being used come rushing home to our shores, what will happen? If the dollar is backed by nothing other than the fact that we think this paper has value, what do you think long-term is going to happen? We're talking about not just inflation. We're talking about the potential here of hyperinflation. And by the way, have you noticed the massive spike in your grocery bill of many bills? Well, the BRICS now controls, well, most of the world's nuclear arsenals as well, and oil, precious metals, diamonds, and rare earth minerals. So what possibly could go wrong, right? Folks, it's time to wake up. It's time for folks to take note of what's happening and to prepare. This is likely the reason why the U.S. and NATO are reacting so aggressively to put down Putin, because in order to preserve what's left of the post-World War II liberal rules-based order, which is led by the United States, it's paramount that the U.S. separate Russia from the other global powers that are backing BRICS, which includes China. As long as China and Russia are allied, there is no future for the U.S. power in global affairs. The days of browbeating and blackmailing the leaders of nations around the world, well, it will be over for the U.S. and its foreign policy would actually be forced to treat foreign heads of state as equals rather than as vassals. That would mean the end of the U.S. military-industrial complex, which would also bring an end to the endless wars the U.S. military has been forcing on us to fight since the end of World War II. So, while it will come with much economic pain, perhaps there will be a silver lining down the road. Of course, the globalists will be seeking to exploit the downfall of America's military power for their own nefarious purposes. They will attempt to use the pain and the suffering brought on by World War III, which may be fought with cyber attacks and or EMPs as much as tanks and missiles. And it'll be used to further their agenda, well, of transhumanism and digitization of everything and everyone. But once wars break out and chaos ensues, it's also possible that the globalists could lose control as more and more people wake up. So now is the time to be prepared, to ride out the storm, so we can survive what's coming and try to rebuild on the other side. Are you doing that? Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you for watching, and as always, thank you for supporting our sponsors. One of them is WVWTVstore.com, where since 2016, we've been offering emergency supplies, emergency food and supplies. And based on my commentary, you might want to pay attention to that page, WVWTVstore.com. It's not just freeze-dried food. It's real food that's freeze-dried. That's very important to understand. It's real food that's freeze-dried. You'll find it, along with other supplies, at WVWTVstore.com. Now is also the time to make sure you stay healthy and out of the medical-industrial complex, right? So, we are pleased to announce one of our new sponsors, because after all, folks, this is one of the ways you support us, through our foundation and by supporting our sponsors. One of our sponsors is now Bella Grace. This is a powerful elixir that my wife started taking several weeks ago. She noticed tremendous response, including the decrease in inflammation, particularly in the area of her sciatic nerve, which has bothered her for 28 years since our first child. This is a powerful elixir with collagen, astaxanthin, and cat's claw. There are 80 clinical trials you can read about when it comes to this product that I take twice a day. It has not only increased my energy, but one of the things I've noticed is an overall sense of calm and well-being. But this is loaded with vitamins. It's loaded with antioxidants. It has this astaxanthin that breaks the blood-brain barrier, gets into the gut. You need to try it. You need to look into it. We've had medical doctors on the broadcast talking about it, and you can read the 80 clinical trials about it at melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. She signed us up for it because she said this should be a corporate sponsor because I really like the product. I believe in it. This would be a great sponsor. Well, they have been shocked at the volume of sales. So thank you for supporting our sponsor. We're able to track it so our organization gets credit when you go to this URL. So it's vital you go to this URL. MelissaHouse.BellaGraceGlobal.com. MelissaHouse.BellaGraceGlobal.com. And then, of course, one of our other sponsors is Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe, and they work with the Wellness Company. Through this emergency medical kit, you're able to get 8 different prescription drugs that are vital to have on hand during a crisis. So they include amoxicillin, ivermectin, antibiotics. It's a real prescription. You should have one for every family member like I do. Okay, that's how they became a sponsor, because I ordered one. So now they're a sponsor, and you can get one as well and support our broadcast at the same time when you use that URL, twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. You'll save about $30 when you use that URL. This is how they also give savings to our audience, as well as track it so they give a percentage of each sale back to us as our sponsor. Or we can just put it all behind a paywall and make everybody pay few hundred bucks a year to see it. But we don't want to do that. That's why we have our foundation and sponsors, and then we can push it out to everybody, regardless of whether they want or can afford any of these services or not. So thank you again for supporting our sponsors. All right? And then finally, MyPillow.com. Look, December 15th ends the free shipping. But if you go to MyPillow.com/B66, you get free shipping on your entire order till December 15th. The clock is ticking. Get free shipping and great prices on products like flannel sheets, kitchen towels. If you get sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com/B66. MyPillow.com/B66 with free shipping when you use that URL until December 15th on all your Christmas gifts, all right? So thank you for that. All right, till next time at Brandon House, may God save America. Take care.